Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Thanks once again to Jake Crumpler for covering over the weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed the shows as usual. I'm back to recap Sunday for you, get you ready for Monday on the diamond. Let's talk some news notes from Sunday. Framber Valdez left Saturday start. News came out on Sunday. He has a left calf injury. He's expected to be day-to-day. Dusty Baker's hoping it's more of a cramp than a serious injury. Same with Jeremy Pena. Has a right hamstring injury, day-to-day. Pena was out of the lineup on Sunday. So let's keep a close eye on this one. Nothing is set in stone. No IL stints. They're hoping both just missed a couple days and good to go. They're still hoping Valdez makes his next start. So hopefully, cross out your fingers. I'll keep you posted throughout the week when this, and more information comes out. Let's hope nothing too serious for two fantasy assets. Cedric Mullins, he was out of Sunday's lineup after he left Saturday's game with a quad tightness. He's considered day-to-day. It was precautionary. He could have pinch hit. We'll see how Ced looks on Monday when the Baltimore Orioles face Emmett Sheehan. Brendan Rodgers, good news from Brendan Rodgers. He is set to begin his rehab assignment starting on Monday for single A. Rodgers hasn't played at all in 2023 with the shoulder injury that he suffered. He had to have surgery. There was chances that people thought he might miss a lot of time this year, and he did. He's missed half a season, don't get me wrong, but we're talking more time. He's already out there on a rehab assignment. They're expecting him to take the full extent of this rehab assignment because he hasn't played, obviously. It's like a spring training, basically. But this is a guy we could get back in, say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. And that's another nice piece of Colorado for your lineups. Milwaukee Brewers' Brian Anderson was placed on the IL Sunday with a back injury. There's no timetable or severity of this injury just yet. Jamal Jones is recalled from AAA to replace Anderson on the Brewers roster. Some crazy, bizarre, makes me very, very angry, want to throw things news from Milwaukee. My boy Rowdy Tellez, yes, having a rough season, I know, was set to return from the IL on Tuesday. That was going to be awesome. Until he decided to shag fly balls on Saturday and fractured his ring finger. Did he try to Kevin Mitchell this thing? Like, what are we doing here? Fractured his ring finger, and they're saying he's out at least 3 to 4 weeks. Could be longer. They're still waiting, I think, for the swelling to go down, the severity. Does he need to have surgery? Does he not need to have surgery? It's a fracture, so I doubt it's surgery, but it's going to be on its own timetable to heal. They're hoping 3 to 4 weeks. It's his non-throwing hand, or catching hand, it's his throwing hand, his left hand. So we'll see how this goes, but just notch this up to another one of those what-the-heck injuries and the worst possible timing. So Rowdy Tellez, he was actually a cut in a lot of formats this week. I cut him in a couple of my 12-team OCs for the NFBC. I have a guest coming up on one of my shows this week. He cut him in some main events, 15-team leagues. If it's going to be a month, we're talking mid-August. We might not get him back until end of August, early September, potentially. It's a long time. Long time with no IL spots. Michael Wacha still has not resumed playing catch for the San Diego Padres. He's been out with a shoulder injury. It was supposed to not be too serious, but not playing catch yet. The Padres and Wacha are hoping on this upcoming trip that Wacha will play some catch, get loose, get better timetable for his return. But for now, we wait. Josh Donaldson was placed on the IL for the Yankees with a right calf strain. Stop me if you've heard that one before. And in doing so, though, they recalled Oswaldo Peraza, to the enlightenment of so many on Twitter who have been screaming, drop Volpe to AAA and give us Peraza. Well, Volpe's been hitting better since then. He had a good old parm, chicken parm, I believe what it was. And he's been playing well. But Peraza, it's been up and down. He was on fire, a little cold spell. But since going down to AAA on May 14th, Peraza's hitting .254, 12 home runs, 6 stolen bases, very serviceable stuff. So we might get some everyday third base play from Peraza. We'll see how that goes, but definitely fantasy viable. If he's out there on your waiver wires, he's not a must-have. It all depends on your format, but go check out Oswaldo Peraza. Grayson Rodriguez, G-Rod, coming back to the Orioles. He's going to take the mound on Monday against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Some of these teams can't get out of their own way when they have a player that's struggled, went to back to the minors. I just don't think he's playing that good. Comes back up, and they give him the Los Angeles Dodgers. The management said Rodriguez is here to stay if he pitches well. Well, of course. And in moving Rodriguez to the mound, Cole Irvin goes to the bullpen where he's been warming up all weekend already. So this move was already kind of in play. Since Rodriguez returned to AAA on May 4th, he's made 5 starts. He's thrown 21 innings. So he's averaging just over 4 innings per start. That doesn't scream, oh boy. He's allowed 26 earned runs over those 21 innings, 10 walks, 22 Ks. That's good. The walk issue did not improve. That was one of his biggest issues in the bigs. This stat alone stood out to me with Grayson Rodriguez and terrifies me against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Grayson Rodriguez in those 21 innings, 5 starts, 11 home runs. That's not good, folks. That's bad. So I hope the best for him. We know he's very talented. Something's not right. Couldn't get it, do it in the bigs. AAA was not much better, in my opinion. So we'll see what G-Rod can do. Colby Allard was a popular waiver wire ad this past week, and you can drop him now. Allard left Sunday's game in the second inning with left shoulder tightness. That does not bode well. More to come on Colby Allard. Salvador Perez, he left Sunday's game with left hamstring tightness. He seems to have like one a week of some weird injury of some sort, and he comes back and plays like the next day or something. So keep an eye on Salvi Perez. This one's a little worse, it sounds like, because they're going to go do more imaging on Monday. So we should have some more news by tomorrow night's show. The Pirates are bringing up a couple more prospects. They've been busy lately. This is good to see from Pittsburgh. Stud catcher, who's having a down season after a big 2022. Indy Rodriguez is getting the call up for the Pirates. He's only hitting .268 with 6 homers and 4 steals this season. He was a super talented, put up big numbers in 2022, but he's still super young. So this is one of those things that could be good. Get him some action up there. He's got power and speed. There is a lot to like with Indy once he gets comfortable. And then Leover Peguero, the shortstop for the Pirates, he's going to get promoted by as well. On the season, Peguero's hitting .260 with 13 bombs and 21 stolen bases. So this is great. He can play short for now until O'Neill Cruz comes back and then probably move him around the diamond as well. So good to see the Pirates making some moves here. And the A's made some moves. We know the good teams, the Orioles and company, are doing their thing. But we're actually seeing some subpar teams doing it, and that is great to see. Hunter Harvey, this is a shame. He's been pitching really good out of the bullpen, been the closer for the Nats. He's had injury history in the past. Well, they're saying he's likely to go to the IL regardless of what the MRIs show on Monday. He has forearm and triceps tightness in his throwing arm. That's not good. That's definitely an IL stint. The severity of it, we don't know yet. That's the hard part. So Hunter Harvey to the IL means Kyle Finnegan probably gets to look, but look deeper in the chart. Look deeper. There's a couple sneaky ones that our bullpen report will have covered for you. So go check that out later today. Bobby Miller of the Los Angeles Dodgers left his start early with right knee discomfort, but said he was fine. He tweaked it in the 4th inning. They pulled him in the 5th. He argued to stay out there and keep pitching. They're precautionary. So Bobby Miller, knock on wood, should be fine. Last but not least, the Red Legs are doing it. We mentioned the Orioles calling up guys. The Reds are doing it as well. We've already got the daily LED of the Crew show. We've got, you know, McLean and company. Now we get Christian Encarnacion Strand. It is finally having its happening GIF is what needs to be put everywhere. Strand is destroying baseballs. In 67 games in the minors this year, .331, 20 homers, only 2 steals. Who cares? He has 44 extra base hits, 43 extra base hits, 65 runs, 62 RBIs. He is walking over 10%, striking out about 22%. Strand has a 1.042 OPS and a 306 ISO, crushing baseballs, destroying baseballs, must add wherever you can get him in fantasy. Love to see what the Reds are doing here. We'll have to see what his playing time looks like, because in some chats I'm in, I saw he's third base eligible on ESPN and he's like first base eligible on Yahoo or something. Like, it's all over the board, depending on what format you play. So we're going to have to see where he actually plays on the diamond, because that's where it's going to get interesting. I think he goes to the outfield. That's where they were working him out in AAA before his promotion. So then the outfield situation gets interesting. You have Benson who's playing well. Does he platoon with Benson? I don't think you're calling Christian Encarnacion Strand up to platoon. So you got Benson, you got Friedel, you got Fraley, you got options. We're going to see how that one plays out. Sinzel could be the odd man out. That could be it too. All right, everybody. Underdog Fantasy, 17 stretch, over, done. But they have so much more stuff for you here. It's really sweet. You got the daily best balls you could do. We've talked about that before. But what I like to do is you can use your fantasy knowledge, your daily fantasy knowledge, whatever you prefer. They have pick'ems. They have pick'ems for all sports. They have baseball right now, of course, and it's really, really cool. Like Emmett Sheehan, over under 4 strikeouts, over under 5 hits allowed. Who knows? One I really like for Monday, Grayson Rodriguez, over under 2.5 earned runs. Give me the over. Give me the over on that one, folks. I think the Dodgers get the Grayson. That's one I would definitely highlight in that one. But there's they have them for all games. They change throughout the days with the markets. You got to be on it. They start at night, and they go all throughout the day. Like, yeah, Logan Webb in Great American Small Park, over under 6 strikeouts. Give me the under. Give me the under with the Reds. Let's have some fun. This is coming from a Giants fan here. So enjoy it. There's lots of cool ways to do. There's hitters. There's pitchers. The whole cha-cha. And if you're new to Underdog Fantasy, simple, guys. Really, really simple. Use promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word. You'll receive 100% deposit match up to $100. You can play as low as $5 in the pick'ems. You can make anywhere from 2 to 5 picks, and they escalate in your amounts to win. If you play 3 picks or 2 picks, it's 3x to win. 3 picks, 6x, 4 picks, 10x, 5 picks, 20x. There's insurances you can do. All kinds of cool stuff over at Underdog Fantasy. So go check it out. Use promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, for a 100% deposit match up to $100. So what are you waiting for? Visit the link in the episode description, use promo code PITCHERLIST, and receive that 100% deposit match up to $100. Just a friendly reminder, you must be 18 or over and in present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates, 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some hitting highlights from Sunday. Drew Waters of the Kansas City Royals, 2-for-4, triple homer, 2 runs, 2 RBIs. We were pretty pumped on Waters to start the season, and he got hurt, so he had to work his way back into the outfield rotation for the Royals. Injuries have allowed that. Over the last 3 weeks, Drew Waters is hitting .322 with 2 home runs now, 4 stolen bases, barreling the ball about 11% of the time. The scary thing is still striking out almost 36% of the time. That is not great, but Waters does bring a ton of speed. So if you're looking for some steals for a guy, especially in deeper formats, Drew Waters could be a dude for you. Speaking of steals, I've written about this guy too much, and he needs to be added because he's not added in enough formats these days. CJ Abrams continues to produce, folks. Abrams went 2-for-4 with a double, a triple, and 2 runs scored on Sunday. Over the last month, Abrams is hitting .361 with 8 extra base hits, 2 of those being home runs. Abrams has 16 runs scored and 10 stolen bases over the last month. The dude is starting to show up. It's amazing what happens when a super, super young player needs a little bit of extra time in the bigs to produce. CJ Abrams is that guy. And talking about another guy that people wrote off for quite a while, Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles, a run, and an RBI on Sunday. Over the last 3 weeks, Grisham's hitting .294 with 3 home runs and 4 stolen bases. As the Padres are heating up, so is Trent Grisham. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from your Sunday. Kyle Bradish, 7 1/3 shutout innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks for the Orioles. He had 9 whiffs and a 32% CSW. Bradish has been solid, money, ace-like for the Orioles of late. Over his last 6 starts, 38 1/3 innings, 6 earned, and 36 strikeouts for Kyle Bradish. Needs to be more popular in the fantasy world. Cutter Crawford, this is a fun one. Last year, I was on the Cutter Crawford train, and then he kind of went off the rails, so we dropped him. Now he's back in the rotation. He started out in like a minors, went to the bullpen. Now he's back due to injuries in Boston. And on Sunday, Cutter Crawford, 6 shutout innings with 1 hit, 4 walks. The walks have always been a kind of a concern for Cutter, and 9 strikeouts. Big boy stuff there in Chicago for Crawford. 17 whiffs and a 39% CSW. Since rejoining the rotation on June 3rd, Crawford has made 7 starts now. 36 2/3 innings, 16 runs, 11 walks, and 37 Ks. So we're seeing some decent stuff, makes him very streamable and usable, especially in deeper formats. Reese Olson, I love what this kid has. We talk about so many other pitching prospects, and it seems like Olson kind of gets overlooked in this mix. 5 1/3, 2 earned, 6 hits, no walks, 5 Ks on Sunday for Reese Olson. 15 whiffs and a 35% CSW. He's been very, very, very good of late. Since June 24th, he's made 5 appearances for the Tigers. 3 of those were starts. Over those 5 appearances, 19 1/3 innings, 5 earned, and 21 strikeouts for Reese Olson. Very, very serviceable. I picked him up in a lot of 12-team leagues this week. I've been rolling with him before. He's kind of been an ad drop streamer for me. He might get a little more love from your longer leash this go round. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. A couple of relief pitching highlights. There wasn't a ton of reliever stuff because of blowouts on Sunday. But with Jordan Romano battling his back injury, Eric Swanson picked up his second save of the season for the Jays. Swanson should be the guy to look at in case something more serious happens to Jordan Romano. Some other big saves. Devin Williams picked up his 23rd save of the year for the Brew Crew. Will Smith picked up his 16th save of the year for the Rangers. Johan Duran is 15th for the Twins. And Paul Sewald continues to be a beast, 18th save of the year for the Seattle Mariners. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Monday on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. If you're looking at DFS on this Monday, it's a 10-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. The bats I'm loving on this slate. I love a Baltimore-LA game stack. Give me Baltimore for sure against Emmett Sheehan. Big fan of that. Love the Red Sox. They're heating up, especially Masataka Yoshida, Devers, Duran, going up against Paul Blackburn. I like that a ton as well. So some really good spots on this slate. And if you're going to the mound, Jesus Luzardo versus the Cardinals. Over the last month, Cardinals striking out nearly 29% of the time versus lefties. They are hitting about 280, so that's a little terrifying. But tons of strikeouts, and Luzardo has been a beast over his last four starts. 8 or more Ks in all four starts. He's going deep into games, limited damage. DFS gold of late for Luzardo. Nick Pivetta against Oakland, and Matt Manning versus Kansas City as some cheaper options as well. A couple things I'm looking forward to on Sunday, or on Monday. You get Emmett Sheehan versus Grayson Rodriguez. Rodriguez has returned. We get two young stud pitchers who have kind of not lived up to their minor league hype so far. It'll be fun to see how they face off. Two great offenses, two young stud pitchers. What something's got to give, as they say. So it should be a fun one in Baltimore. I mentioned Jesus Luzardo. I want to see if he can stay hot versus the Cardinals. Very excited to see that. And then Shane O'Mac, Shane McClanahan returns from his little hiatus due to his injury, but he gets the Texas Rangers. So like, you play your studs. I get it. I'm nervous as giddy up for that one. So just be very, very careful. And Texas is just one of those teams. I just try to steer clear them, the Braves. It's just some situations better off avoiding, but it is Shane McClanahan, so I get it. If you got him, you're probably rolling him. I'm not going to say not to. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Hope you guys have a great Monday. Don't forget, check out pitcherlist.com. They have all the great free content, the articles, the podcasts, and more. And then check out PL Plus and PL Pro. Support the boys. Help make this site bigger and better every single day. You won't regret it. The awesome Discord's worth the price alone, plus all the other great content that comes with PL Plus and PL Pro. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back to you guys tomorrow to recap Monday and preview Tuesday. This was your First Pitch Podcast, Monday, July 17th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.